Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department investigating a shooting incident on Wednesday night have arrested a person of interest in the case, and that suspect was booked into county jail on a parole violation. Detectives were able to speak with the shooting victim, 24-year-old Eureka resident Rhett August, who told detectives that he heard a knock at his door, and when he opened the door, someone shot him, hitting him once in the upper abdomen. A friend of August drove him to the hospital, where he underwent surgery for his wound. After interviewing August, detectives and officers from EPD conducted a probation search at a residence in the 2100 block of Spring Street, where they first contacted, interviewed, and then arrested the person of interest on the parole violation. The motive for the shooting has not been determined, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Fortuna Police responded to a 911 call after the reporting party said that his neighbor was shooting at him. When officers reached the scene and contacted the victim and the neighbor, 66-year-old Audrey Gibson, officers learned that the neighbors had an ongoing dispute and that Gibson was upset with loud noise from next door, as well as with leaves from vegetation falling into her yard. Gibson admitted to officers that during the dispute, she fired her revolver in the direction of the neighbor and she was arrested and booked on assault with a deadly weapon, negligent discharge of a firearm, and brandishing charges. Humboldt State University will host three graduation ceremonies on Saturday, beginning at 8:30 with the College of the Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, followed by the College of Natural Resources at noon and the College of Professional Studies at 3:30. More than 2,200 students will receive their diplomas, and they will also be a part of HSU's centennial class, as the school recognizes its 100th year of operation. Governor Hiram Johnson signed the law that brought Humboldt State into existence on June 16, 1913, as the Humboldt Normal School. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office reports a disturbing indecent exposure arrest made near Leggett earlier this week. Deputies were called out to the Eel River after an adult woman who was swimming with other adult friends along with preteens and teenagers noticed a man hidden in the bushes watching them while exposing himself. The woman determined the man was acting in a lewd manner and managed to get the license plate of his vehicle before he left the area. One of the swimmers was able to positively identify the suspect from a lineup of photos. Deputies later contacted the suspect after a Be on the Lookout alert had been issued. 53-year-old Carlton Lawrence Draper of Geyserville, a registered sex offender currently on probation for a similar offense, was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The manhunt for Shane Miller continues. Dan Squire has more.
For more than a week, local, state, and federal law enforcement personnel have been searching for 45-year-old murder suspect Shane Miller in southern Humboldt County. In that time, there have been no sightings of Miller, who remains at large. Search teams on foot, along with air assets, have been conducting the search in the King Range Forest, while detectives have been following up on numerous leads and tips. Sheriff Mike Downey, when asked where he believes Miller is located, responded,
"There are three distinct scenarios. You know, number one, that he went up into the woods and committed suicide. Number two, he's still hiding in the woods somewhere, hunkered down. Or number three, he was able to elude law enforcement and got out of the valley early on, which is highly probable. You look at how vast that area is, how big it is, and how easy it would be for someone to get out if they really wanted to. The escape routes are there."
Sheriff Downey went on to say,
"The lowest probability is that he is still in there hiding. I just don't see why he would necessarily be doing that at this point. It doesn't mean he's not. It doesn't mean he's not in there hiding, but I would think that the other two options would have been the more sensible or logical options."
Miller is suspected of killing his wife and two children at their home in Shasta County last week. Anyone with information about Miller is asked to contact 911.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.